With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hurricane Milton is turning closer to the west coast of Florida. Michael Brennan says the greatest danger is not the wind, but the powerful storm surge.
10 to 15 feet, so that's well above the height of any person, up to the above a one to even getting into the second story of a building. And it's not just the water. It's not going to be filling up like a bathtub. This is water that's going to violently be pushed onshore from the Gulf of Mexico with destructive wave action on top of it.
And about a million people are evacuating the area. Others, like Venice resident Tommy Hull and his family, plan to stay put.
So either you just go out there and camp out somewhere and ride it out, or choose to stay and try to do the best you can while you're here. And that's what we choose. We got gas, food, two generators, portable air conditions to push around to room to room. So I think we may do okay.
The National Hurricane Center predicts Milton will make landfall sometime late today or early Thursday morning near the Tampa Bay region. Correspondent Norman Hall reports the FBI has arrested an Afghan man who officials say planned an Election Day attack here in the U.S.
According to charging documents, Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi of Oklahoma City told FBI investigators after his arrest Monday that he had planned his attack to coincide with Election Day next month, and that he and a co-conspirator expected to die as martyrs. He allegedly had taken steps to advance his attack plans, including ordering firearms and buying one-way tickets for his wife and child to travel home to Afghanistan. I'm Norman Hall.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry to David Baker, Demis Hassabis, and John Jumper for their work with proteins. Baker works at the University of Washington in Seattle, while Hassabis and Jumper both work at Google DeepMind, that's located in London. This is SRN News. Another bad report on anti-Semitism in the U.S. More on that from Michael Harrington.
According to a poll released by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, 61% of Jews in this country have experienced some form of hatred since the Hamas attack on Israel 1 year ago. About 40% of those surveyed who are college students or have children who attend college say they sometimes feel unsafe on campus. A growing number of American Jews also say they avoid wearing clothing or jewelry that identifies them as being Jewish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals have defaced an Italian mural depicting a survivor of last year's October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The Anti-Semitism Observatory in Milan says the incident is one example of rising anti-Semitism in Italy. Researchers say the number of anti-Semitic incidents has risen to about 90 a week over the past year, from about 30 a week prior to that. This is SRN News. Boeing says it has withdrawn its pay rise offer for striking workers after negotiations with union representatives broke down.
Boeing's had an exceptionally troubled last few years. It's dealing with historic losses, while production slowed because of concerns about the quality of its manufacturing. It's also facing this challenge from its own staff, with more than 30,000 workers going on strike last month. Their union, the IAM, is seeking a 40% pay rise over 4 years and a better pension scheme. Last month, Boeing announced what it called its best and final offer to them, which proposed a 30% rise over 4 years. This standoff adds to the issues faced by Boeing's new chief executive, Kelly Ortberg, who was appointed in August with a mission to turn the business around.
It could be a slow start on Wall Street right now. Dow futures are off by 26 points. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.